This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into yet another hour of the live Sunday edition of the program. The toll-free number is 855-453. That is the number. Also, you can reach us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to contact us in the way that works best for you. The us includes me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
And don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com. Coming up, we will share with you a piece written for the Washington Post by a former cop, Reddit Hudson. He's speaking out against the racism and the violence that he encountered as he was working for the police. We'll tell you more about that. But first, Bob is with us listening in Des Moines. Bob, you're on Free Talk Live. Welcome, and thanks for your patience. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi, thanks. I listened to you guys a couple, three times now as I go through Des Moines. And you've got some real interesting points of view. And I'm trying to figure out, you know, where you're coming from. I looked it up real quick, and I noticed that this is a libertarian-like talk show, okay? So I'm not all that familiar, to be quite honest, with a libertarian point of view. And I was wondering if you could kind of give me some sort of concise summary of your political beliefs, I guess. Political thing, not necessarily religious, right?
Right. So a conservative would be socially conservative and fiscally conservative. And why those terminologies means not how you live your life, but how you want other people to live their lives. So a conservative says, I'm just telling you what the definitions are. You know, you must, no gambling, no drinking, no whatever. And
be social conservative.
That's a social conservative. And you need to pay all your bills on time and, you don't take money from anybody.
That would be fiscal.
That's a fiscal conservative. Liberals are socially liberal and fiscally liberal. Fiscal liberals means that you want the government to take care of everybody for everything. And socially liberal means that you believe that people should be able to do what they want to do. And what a libertarian is socially liberal and fiscally conservative. So I believe that human beings are can come up with better solutions to problems than the government every single time. That when the government gets involved, they create new problems, unintended consequences. They cost a ridiculous amount of money in comparison to private solutions. And generally, they make a mess of things.
That's a pretty long answer. I'll give a shorter one. I think that libertarianism means that you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as you don't hurt anybody else. That, to me, is a real summary, the shortest version of describing libertarianism. But Mark's version of kind of using the left and the right to define libertarianism, that is fiscally conservative and socially liberal, that's also fairly accurate. Your thoughts?
Well, I thought, excellent. Thank you for that summary, because I honestly didn't know. And when I listen to the program, I hear a lot, for instance, a week or so ago, I heard about a guy who wanted, to kill cops, basically, that called in. And I've heard
there's
a lot.
Some nuts to call in.
Yeah, I've heard a lot. It sounds, a lot about you're going to read an article about a guy who was a cop apparently coming up that saw the racism in us. I'll tell you right off the bat, I served in the military, and my son's Al Cop, I feel pretty strongly that even though I do agree totally that people should be able to live their lives, and as long as they aren't hurting each other, I think that's a great thing. That's a great point of view. That's a great way of doing things. But I don't see it being played out in reality. I mean, in reality, don't we need some government structure and law and the enforcement thereof so that we
I think
have
that if government
we have?
I think that if government did a good job of enforcing laws, that we wouldn't be having the conversations that we're having in this country. That the police, the police are the tip of the spear of the state pointed at the civilians. Now, there's certainly the military is the tip of the spear pointed at everybody outside, but police are the ones that's pointed at the inside. I believe that police in this country, if they were peace officers and just enforced, you know, laws where somebody, there's a victim, that there would be an entire, that's the Andy Griffin Mayberry situation going on there, and I'd be all for that. But that police agencies have essentially become armed fundraisers for the government, that they're an inefficient way to solve most of the problems that they're employed to fix, like, for instance, speeding tickets. Do you really think that having people in cars chase people down is the best system we can have for giving out speeding tickets?
And what was your option?
First off, I would say that the speed limits in this country are probably too low, that they're set artificially low so that they can do some fundraising. But if you want to solve the speeding problem, I would have little gizmos on the side of the road that gave out tickets to people as they went by and sent them to them at home.
That's not a libertarian solution, I'd like to point out. That's Mark's idea.
That goes against what you're saying.
Yeah, but you know? Wait a second. Hold on. But let me back it up, though. The first off, a police officer, I believe it's the government's roads, and the government needs to come up with a solution for making those roads safe, and that there be a variety of...
It's not necessarily dangerous.
It's not necessary. I didn't claim that it was dangerous. I said you'd have to raise the limit. But a police officer gets on the road. They catch me speeding maybe 1 out of 10,000 times. Therefore, they're not a deterrent. They pull me over to the side of the road. They put these flashing lights on that blind everybody as they're going by. People rubberneck. They get into accidents as they go by. Police officers get smacked off the side of the road on a pretty regular basis in this country, and they create a bigger hazard on the road than the speeder did in the first place. This is a terrible way to run things. This is not 1964 anymore.
Yeah, well, what you're proposing there, Mark, would be something that you believe would make the government more efficient at collecting people's revenue, which I think is a problem.
Well, I think the government shouldn't be involved in roads at all. They're bad at handling anything.
So the answer is to get the government out of roads and allow the marketplace to provide transportation solutions and then let the market decide how best to keep those roads safe. That's ultimately the liberty-minded viewpoint on roads. So I just wanted to make sure that that was clear.
You know, this sounds hypothetically great. I'm full in agreement that private sector can, I'm going to use the word govern. But
yeah, it's a good term.
They can govern the whole thing much better than the government itself. I see that in, the finances that it costs and everything else. But first, you know, our road system came to be, is my understanding, when Dwight Eisenhower came back from World War II and he saw that if we were going to have a good marketplace, we were going to need interstate travel and that our roads were well behind and, that's what they needed over there in Europe to make things happen. So
The interstate system is something that people will point to on a pretty regular basis, and I think it's a win for the state. Yes, put one up in the column. 1 to 1,000,000, right? So, fine. No problem at all. But when you but the road system as we had it in this country was started by private individuals and then socialized by the government. They either had their roads bought for them or taken from them. And so the roads that we had prior to Eisenhower were all taken from people and then improved by the government. I think that that private companies can probably put asphalt on the ground reasonably well.
Oh, that's what they do. They contract. I mean, I work
with
companies that did that as well. Yeah.
Yes, right. I mean, I'm sorry. I just don't believe the claim being that you need to have a federal government to have a road connect from one state to another seems pretty ridiculous.
Well, even if the government's better at doing roads than the private marketplace, which sounds like
there's
a ridiculous claim,
that.
A ridiculous claim off the top of its off the top of your head. Everything that else that the government does poorly isn't worth what we get the little tiny plus we get from roads.
Yeah. Well, plus the real problem that I think most liberty-minded folks would object to is not the idea of having roads, but the way they're funded, that the government funds everything that it does through the threat of violence, that if you don't pay them their taxes, that they'll come and they'll hurt you, or they'll kidnap you and put you in a cage, maybe steal your home from you, right, you know, evict your family from your own home. I mean, this is a crazy amount of violence that's being perpetrated, and the threat of violence on peaceful people, and that's one thing I think that liberty-minded folks want to put a stop to, is the use of the threat of violence against peaceful people to get them to do what you want them to do or not do what you don't want them to. I hope that kind of sums things up for you a little bit. Bob, call us again with further questions any night of the week. We're here 7 nights a week, 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. There's more coming up here on Free Talk Live.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market.
Making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at TubeYoungAgain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or TubeYoungAgain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, you can bring up anything you want. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on the site. We give them away to you. Once again, freetalklive.com.
Do you have any bitcoins? Do you need a car? New Age Auto Sales has late model used cars that they've cared for from their rental fleet. And since New Age Auto Sales is selling their own well-maintained cars, you don't have to pay for the overhead of auction fees and for transportation costs. Those will get passed on to you. Their cars are in great condition. They're priced to move. They can ship anywhere in the world. So go to newageautosales.com and see what they've got. They're looking to be the Bitcoin auto dealer. It's with Bitcoin, your money never even needs to be exchanged into U.S. dollars. It's newageautosales.com for late model, well-maintained cars shipped anywhere in the world for Bitcoin. Head on over to their website or give them a call and buy a car from the first Bitcoin auto dealership, newageautosales.com.
All right, so we were talking about the police in the country. In fact, I've got an article by a former cop who's going to speak out about the racism and violence that he experienced as a police officer. But we actually just had a call from a gentleman in Des Moines asking generally about libertarianism. He had not really ever heard anything about it, probably heard the word being thrown around.
And he's skeptical of some of the ideas, as I think everybody who's heard about this stuff was initially. And here's what I would address regarding skepticism. I'm not asking you to venture out in the bold new world that we're talking about here on Free Talk Live. I'm simply asking you if you'll support force being used against people who would. So if, for instance, I'm just going to use this as a for instance, I'm not saying this is what I want to do or anything like that, is what if I wanted to secede? My property. I've got 11 acres. What if I want to secede and maybe I can convince some neighbors of mine that want to go too? We can just secede out here in New Hampshire. We have our own little country, and we can do what we want there as far as, setting up businesses the way we want. We don't have to ask permission from the town or the county or the state or the government or whatever. We just run our own little businesses. Maybe we set up an alternative power source, through solar. You know, it's getting so that one can be more and more autonomous. You don't have to live, poop in a bucket anymore. It's getting to the point where you can have everything self-contained right in your little place. What if I wanted to do that? Why wouldn't that be okay? Because
money.
Because the government doesn't want it, and the people that they employ, police, military, might very well be employed to come and get me and bring me back to heel. I would suggest the police would be used in that circumstance. If I say, I'm seceding, I'm not paying any property taxes to you people, I don't want any of your services, I don't intend to use any of your services, if there's a fire here, I'll put it out or my house will burn down, we're fine.
They're going to keep sending the property tax bill, and if you ignore them, they will then send a notice of eviction after they've tax-sailed your house.
Right. So they're going to pretend like my claims of secession are of no validity because...
But all their claims are valid, right?
Right.
They can get together in the same room with 400 strangers or whatever, write down some crap on a piece of paper, and then all of a sudden that applies to you, and then
people
have to do it.
They call representatives because they represent me. As though I'm well represented by those criminals and drunks in Washington, D.C.
Or in Concord, for that matter.
Right.
So,
and it's somehow considered to be good and noble to serve those people.
Right, and I think it should be clear that libertarianism isn't the same as anarchism necessarily. It's not the same as voluntarism. A libertarian can be somebody who just wants to have, a government that is respectful of other people's rights, right? Like, you could still have a state as long as it's not a violent, one that's based in violence. You could have, I realize that's what all states have
right,
been.
I don't think you can use that term. You can have a government.
Yeah.
But a government.
Could you not have a peaceful state? Is that impossible?
A state is an organization that claims a monopoly privilege in the use of violence in a given landmass, and that's really just not, by its definition, going to be peaceful. It's just not that. They exclude competition. So if you want to create a competing state, the state that claims the monopoly is either a government that allows competition. A new form of governance that allows competition.
If you try to create a competing state, you'll be labeled a domestic terrorist.
It's pretty accurate.
Or a competing gang or some sort of criminal gang that they will then use violence to stop you. No, I agree with you. And I think that when you're proposing a lot of these liberty-minded or libertarian ideas, people will get confused and they'll think that you're arguing that there should be no police. That's not what the argument is. The argument would be that as long as we're going to have government police, because ideally we should have market-based protection services that, you know, you can opt in to contract with,
right,
and send
them
money.
We call them security companies.
Right. Or, you know, if you don't have that, if you've got this one-size-fits-all government system, then the government police should just be focusing on violent crime. They should be focusing on property crime, crime in which there are either humans who have been victimized or humans who have property, who have had that property damaged, to where there is someone who could be a complaining party or some family members of someone who might have been murdered or something like that who can't actually complain for themselves. Someone who's been affected by a criminal
act.
A
victim.
Yes, someone who's been a victim, has been victimized. That's what the police should be focusing on in a more libertarian America. And if that were the case, then you wouldn't have protests. There wouldn't be a protest about police going after murderers. There would be people cheering the police on for going after murderers and going after rapists. People would want to help the police. When the police came around and knocked on people's doors in a neighborhood where right now people won't come to their door, they won't talk to them because they know the police are dangerous. And if they open their door up, the cops are going to try to find a reason to arrest them in a lot of cases. You know, spot a bong on the kitchen table or something like that and they'll push their way in and then arrest everybody in the household. So, you know, people don't want to talk to the police today. But if all the police were known for was going out and busting Jeffrey Dahmers, you know, the Jeffrey Dahmers of the world and the thugs of the world who are actually hurting people, then people would really see them as heroes. And they would deserve the adoration that some people give them today. But they're not heroes. They're hurting peaceful people on a regular basis, whether it's handing out speeding tickets, which I know that doesn't seem like they're using violence because it's sort of the...
Try it out stopping.
It's sort of this process that...
If somebody had flashing green lights on the top of their car, they'd just be a lunatic, and they were trying to get you to pull over, you know, so that they could write you a little letter or something like that. That would be a lunatic. However, if they have flashing blue lights on the top of their car, you know that that's a warning. And what is the warning? The warning is, we will kill you if you don't stop. Ultimately, that's what happens in most cases. Because compliance is the only real sin when it comes to the state.
Mm-hmm.
Non-compliance, I should say.
So that's what needs to change. The fundamental primary thing that libertarians, I think, would generally like to see changed is how the government funds itself. That is, it funds itself through violence today and the threat of violence. It should fund itself through voluntary agreement. If the government was sending out a tax bill that was just a suggestion, wherein if you did not pay the full amount, you did not have your home stolen from you, I think that would change. It'd be a game changer. Libertarians would have a lot less to object with at that point than if you don't like the way the government's behaving, you just deprive them of money. And if they can't deprive you of your home, then you've just got a business agreement that's gone awry.
There you go.
At that point. The toll-free number is 855-453. But the government isn't a business like regular businesses because you can't say no to the government. They will force you to continue funding them against your will, or they'll put you in a prison cell or kill you if you don't want to go to the prison cell. 855-453. That's the toll-free number here. You can bring up anything that you want on this live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. Find out what a cop says coming up next.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the Live Sunday edition of the program. Of course, here to take your phone calls at 855-450-FREE. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features waiting there for you. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by going to shop.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through the links there. Get your shopping done. Get your holiday shopping taken care of. And Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. You get all the stuff you're looking for your gifts or for yourself. And Free Talk Live also benefits when you enter through shop.freetalklive.com. However, not everything is available at Amazon, including some awesome coffee from BuzzBox.
Well, not BuzzBox coffee, but you can get a free pound of BuzzBox coffee by going to coffee.freetalklive.com. There, you can sign up for a subscription. You can cancel it anytime. You can get your free pound and go. There's no problem with at all. You pay for the shipping on the pound, but it is delicious. Shade grown, 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica beans. This is among the best coffee you'll drink in your life. Upgrade your coffee drinking experience with BuzzBox Coffee. And in the process, what you're doing is you're helping people around the world and live a better life through microloans from Kiva.org. Because some of the profits go into helping these folks. I give out these loans. I know how much it's going out, and I'm really proud of what the listeners of Free Talk Live have been able to do to help people around the world. I'm really excited about this, and I think we're making a real change because we're giving people a hand up and not a handout. I don't believe in handouts. I don't think it works. But a hand up, on the other hand, is they know what they need in their lives. We don't know what they need. They do. They're willing to take a risk by taking the loan out. They're never going to be able to get another loan from one of these micro-lending organizations again if they don't pay. So the payback rate for Free Talk Live at this point, 100%. And when the money gets paid back, we give it to somebody else. So it's coffee.freetalklive.com. I'm excited about the program, and you can upgrade your coffee experience and help people in the process. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
Al is with us listening in Bangor. Al, you're on Free Talk Live, and you're tuned to WWNZ. Go ahead.
Libertarianism ultimately comes from the French Revolution. It's leftism. It's not conservative at all. The emphasis on individual rights, small government, actually can be traced back to the French Revolution. And in addition, your slogan, Liberty, was the slogan of the revolutionaries. You look at the original libertarianism, that term was first used in the Abolitionist magazine, which was a pro-Maoist.
Yeah, they were socialists.
Yeah, Black Radical magazine. And what it does, libertarianism destroys the structure of a nation, the natural hierarchy.
Thank goodness.
Among
God,
people.
Nations.
Yes, you want to destroy all nations. And what you serve, not the people, and not any nation, you serve international finance, like all leftists.
We talk about Bitcoin on this show on a pretty regular basis, every single night, and what that does is that takes the power away from banks
sure
and gives it
do.
To the people.
Sure
What's that?
You do.
Are you saying I'm a liar?
No, I'm saying that your statement is incorrect.
What part? Well, I do talk about Bitcoins every night on this show. What part is not incorrect?
What part of the statement?
You take away the natural aristocracy among the people in favor of the aristocracy of money, because money becomes the ultimate power in society. That's
what the hell are you talking about?
What power exists without money?
Hold on, Al. Al, wait a minute. The money people are in charge right now, and the libertarians are not in charge, right? Like, so there's these big banks, there's the Federal Reserve, and then there's the government, and all three of these organizations are working together to control you. The libertarians are not in power. So what evidence do you have for what you're saying?
Oh, simply this. What is the ideology of the Federal Reserve? It's democratic capitalism, individual rights, the global society.
I don't know if the Federal Reserve has ideology. They
right.
print money.
Well, where do I go find this ideology?
They are against the nation state, just as you are against it.
Are you kidding
me? Therefore, individual rights. No, I'm telling you.
The Federal Reserve gets it. It says United States of America right at the top of their money.
The Federal Reserve exists to promote the nation state. The Federal Reserve supports the nation state. What kind of propaganda are
conservatives
you trying to
feed? In the French House, the conservatives, the people that sat on the right, were the monarchists. They were the people that wanted power centralized.
No, actually, that's not the National Convention of France had a right and a left wing, and there were no monarchists in the convention. They were all for individual rights, liberty. They sat up. They made freedom a god. That's why you have the Statue of Liberty in New York.
There's just too much freedom for
the
people.
Imagery,
so you hate freedom, is what you're saying.
Liberal,
freedom's bad.
No, that's a straw man argument. I'm saying that you have made a god out of freedom. Every man becomes
okay.
Law.
So, man, so freedom's a god. So
why is it? Why is it important to silence the truth by interrupting me?
I just said so. I mean, but you made this point.
We're having a conversation, Al, and you know, sometimes when you make a point, we might want to ask a question about it or say something about
that. Then you will have to let me speak, if you would be so kind.
I don't have to do anything, but I will let you speak. So go ahead, please.
Well, as a gentleman, I think you would at least give me the opportunity to speak.
You've had a whole segment.
The Statue of Liberty in other languages is known as the goddess of freedom. And that goes to my point of why you make a god out of freedom. And when you do that, you have nothing more than the law of the jungle, because every man becomes a law unto himself. So your natural, your duties, which you owe to your nation, to your family, to your people, are destroyed.
What duties do you owe to a nation?
Like the Federal Reserve, when you are on the same side as the Federal Reserve, you become...
Well, you can keep on making that statement, but I would disagree with you. I'd say the Federal Reserve is on the side of the state, the power structures, and then I am on the other side of that. I certainly... They're not sending me a check, I can tell you that
much. Yeah, we use Bitcoin, which undermines the Federal Reserve. Have you ever heard about Bitcoin?
The Federal Reserve exists... Okay.
You don't just get to keep having a, keep having a lecture here, Al. We're trying to have a conversation. So if you don't want to talk to us and answer some questions, you're gonna be let go. So do you know what Bitcoin is?
You're trying to silence me because I'm speaking the truth.
All right, now I am going to silence you. Goodbye. Just trying to have a conversation. That's all. I just wanted to talk with Al, and he doesn't want to have a conversation. He wants to make statements that he believes to be true, which are in no way verifiable, in no way true at all, the idea that libertarians are in favor of the Federal Reserve.
Yeah, I haven't met one libertarian yet that is in favor of the Federal Reserve.
Never.
So what he's proposing is that somehow we've been duped, like 10 years of doing this, and that's it. We've been working for the strings of the international bankers. I mean, it's really
ridiculous conspiracy.
Paranoid ramblings.
Yeah, it's a ridiculous conspiracy theory. Look, I was trying to ask Al if he'd ever heard of Bitcoin before. I don't know if he even understands what that is. Bitcoin's an alternative currency. It is created by the internet. It was created by an anonymous person called Satoshi Nakamoto, or a group of people, or who knows who this person is. It was released to the world and has become the most popular alternative currency on the entire globe. It is not being controlled by banks. Governments are not in control of Bitcoin. In fact, the governments are threatened by Bitcoin, and the Federal Reserve probably hates the idea of Bitcoin. Because the Federal Reserve's purpose is to support the state. The idea that somehow the Federal Reserve is against the state is one of the most ridiculous claims I've ever heard made on Free Talk Live.
I think he's right about the French the parliament, the French legislature, though.
I don't know anything about France. All I know is the Federal Reserve was created. It was put into place to be the lender of last resort for the United States federal government. They will give the federal government money when no one else in the world will do it. And they are there essentially as their buddy. They're in hand in hand with the federal government. They're teammates. And the libertarians are generally against the Federal Reserve, and they're generally against the idea of big government. And the Federal Reserve is what has made big government more possible than ever, because they've opened up, you know, the printing presses for the federal government, and they can just keep spending the Federal Reserve's printed money into existence by, you know, doing things like wars. You have wars, you can fund those wars without ever raising a single tax dollar by just printing the money out. And that's what the Federal Reserve empowers them to do, among other things. 855-450-FREE. You take control of Free Talk Live.
Mom gives us our own special Christmas ornament every year. This year she gave me one with a picture of me playing soccer. It's my most favorite ornament ever.
Each Christmas, moms everywhere create the wonderful tradition of placing special ornaments on the Christmas tree. This year, you can make your tradition even more special with unique, customizable ornaments from personalcreations.com. They have an amazing selection of adorable ornaments to choose from. You can even design the characters to look just like members of your family, including your pets. And you can customize each ornament with any name you'd like to make them truly one of a kind. Radio listeners, you can get a special deal. For a limited time, when you order select ornaments on the site, you'll get a second one absolutely free. That's two amazing ornaments for the price of one, and personalization is included. But hurry, because this exclusive offer ends this Friday at midnight. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to personalcreations.com. Click on the orange star in the top right corner and enter the secret code 6767. That's personalcreations.com, secret code 6767.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity blend crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition of the program. Dial in toll free to bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You may call in and bring up the most outrageous of claims, but we will call you on it. And then don't get upset if we want to actually have a conversation. You know, I think people misunderstand Free Talk Live sometimes, Mark. They hear the terminology that we use. You know, it's Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control of the airwaves. It's true. You can bring up anything you want, but that doesn't mean that you get to go off on a lecture for 30 minutes about how libertarians...
Uninterrupted.
About how libertarians are somehow supporters of the Federal Reserve Bank system. I mean, which ridiculous claims need to be rebutted.
Right, I mean,
and they will be.
Well, if a claim is sufficiently ridiculous and or let's call it outlandish, because this is something I've never heard before, and it sounds like I don't support the Federal Reserve. I consider myself a libertarian. Everybody I've met who considers themselves a libertarian doesn't support the Federal Reserve. So to claim that we're supporting the Federal Reserve essentially is in somehow saying that we're all being used as puppets. And I want to hear, I want to hear some strong evidence for that rather than just sort of the claim leveled over and over again.
Repeating the claim over and over again. It's pretty tough to handle that. So, yeah, that's ridiculous. If you want to call and share your thoughts on it, you're welcome to do so. 855-450-FREE. But all the libertarians I know love alternative currencies. If there were somebody who were to come around and actually express a love for the Federal Reserve, I would question their libertarian credentials. because that just doesn't make any sense to me. There are few organizations that support the federal government as much as the Federal Reserve does, really.
Yeah, the claim is that it's an international leftist organization.
That libertarianism is?
No, that the Federal Reserve is.
Oh.
Evidence is there for that.
Yeah, the Federal Reserve has been there through left and right various different politicians.
If what would you mean by an international organization is the Federal Reserve helps the federal government of the United States or Washington, D.C. perpetuate and project its power across the globe, yes. Yes, indubitably. And if you're talking about a one-world government run from Washington, D.C., yes. I believe that the vast majority of countries are essentially puppet states of Washington, D.C. at this point.
Libertarians definitely do not support one-world governments. They don't support centralized banking. So, sorry. Anyway, going on here. Washington Post, I've been teasing this all night. Let's jump into it. From a former cop. His name is Reddit Hudson. He's now working for the Ethics Project. He's chairman of the board there. Also works for the NAACP. He writes this in the Washington Post. As a kid, I got used to being stopped by the police. I grew up in an inner ring suburb of St. Louis. It was the kind of place where officers routinely roughed up my friends and family for no good reason. I hated the way cops treated me. But I knew police weren't all bad. One of my father's closest friends was a cop. He became a mentor to me and encouraged me to join the force. He told me I could use the police's power and resources to help my community. So in 1994, I joined the St. Louis Police Department. I quickly realized how naive I'd been. I was floored by the dysfunctional culture that I encountered. I won't say all, but many of my peers were deeply racist. One example, a couple of officers ran a website called St. Louis Cop Talk, where officers could post about their experience and opinions. At some point during my career, it became so full of racist rants that the site administrator temporarily shut it down. Cops routinely called anyone of color a thug, whether they were the victim or just a bystander. Now, I'd like to point out, before we go on with this article, there are websites out there. I think Police One is one of the big ones.
Yeah.
These sites verify their participants. You have to be a verified police officer. They will contact you. You know, you apply for the site to become a commenter on the site, you know, or a poster on the site, you know, someone who can comment on the articles and things like that. So you apply, and in that application, you send them department name, supervisor's name, contact information, rank, you know, all kinds of information about you as a police officer. They then verify that information is true before they allow you to comment on their site. So there are a number. I'm not saying that that's the way this website was working, this Cop Talk thing, but it's not uncommon for the police to make sure their club, their online clubs, only include police officers. So that way, you know, if that's the case, then you can't say, oh, well, that's just some troll pretending he's a cop. No, no. That's verified cop. So going on here, he says that the cops routinely called anyone of color a thug. He says the attitude corrodes the way policing is done. As a cop, it shouldn't surprise you that people will curse at you or be disappointed by your arrival. That's part of the job. But too many times, officers saw young black and brown men as targets. They would respond with force to even minor offenses. And because cops are rarely held accountable for their actions, they didn't think too hard about the consequences. Once, I accompanied...
Well, so I spent 8.5 years in prison, and I have a reasonable understanding of sort of how some of these things work, perhaps a little more than most. And I think that probably what happens is, I walked into prison, a guy who had, you know, no belief in racism at all. By the time I had been there, I was a bigot. And I think that you can, when you get immersed... And that doesn't mean that I don't support that now, but I understand that when you're dealing with things like this day to day, you get an attitude. So the police, are dealing with people of color on a regular basis. The sad fact is in this country that black males are significantly more likely to commit crimes than other demographics. Now, arrested for crimes is what I want to be clear on that one.
Because the cops are racist, in my opinion.
Well, I don't think that's the only reason. I think that there's
a factor.
I would say it's a factor, too. But I think that at the same time, we're talking about a group of people who have been disenfranchised for a very long time. And that usually doesn't play out in them, you know, trying to function in a way that is going to allow them to work within the system. So I think what you're seeing is people that feel like there's no other way but crime in order, you know, crime's cool, and there's no other way to do that. Now, I'm not saying that every black male is this way by any stretch. I'm just saying that there's a larger percentage. And then when you start dealing with a larger percentage of a demographic, you can say people make associations in their minds, and that's what happens. And that's like the definition of racism, right? Saying that guy must be a criminal, I can tell by the color of his skin, that would be it.
That's pretty racist.
So yeah. What do you do? I don't know what the solution to that is.
What do you mean, what do you do?
Well, it's sort of human nature, right? I mean, that's the way it goes. It's not excusable. It's just, this is what happens oftentimes.
I don't really understand what you're saying.
This is what happens. That's all I'm saying.
You're saying that people have preconceived incorrect notions and act on those when they're police?
Well, if you decide that somebody's guilty because of their color, you're a bigot.
Right.
But if you see enough people of the same color, and I'm not saying color should be the way that people are associated or grouped by any stretch of the imagination, but if you're seeing the criminals all the time are black, the people that work in policing are going to come to conclusions that, hey, maybe I should look for black people when I'm looking for criminals, right?
That's not okay.
I'm not saying it's okay, Ian.
No, it's not even something that should be excused.
I'm not trying to excuse it.
And I don't think
I'm explaining it.
There's no. I don't think that makes sense. It just doesn't make sense to me. When I was working in retail, you didn't let your experience with one customer color your experience with the next customer coming in the door.
Yeah, that's a bad idea.
If you did that, you were a piss poor employee, and shame on you. And so similarly, you know, these guys, if they've arrested somebody who's black a few times, that doesn't mean they should be calling everybody who's black thug. And that doesn't mean that I can understand why they would. That's ridiculous to me.
I understand how humans are, and they're a sort of a tribal beast.
Well, if you're working in a black neighborhood, you should expect that the people who you're arresting for crimes are likely going to mostly be black in that black neighborhood.
Sense.
That should not speak to anything about black people in general at all.
I agree.
And, you know, so you're not excusing it, Mark, but you're explaining it, but it sounds kind of like an excuse.
All right. If it sounded like an excuse to you, I'm terribly sorry. That wasn't my intention. My intention is to sort of explain what I think is the phenomenon.
I think it's racism. I mean, I think that I believe what this cop says. I believe his experience is legitimate, and I believe that there are racist cops out there, and that does affect who they decide to target for arrests. Absolutely. And I think they were racist before they started the job.
Most of the law enforcement officers I worked with, I would not have called overt racist. Now, that does not mean that I met some real overt racists in the process, but I think that one's mind gets colored over time, I think is what happens.
Once I accompanied an officer on a call at one home, a teenage boy answered the door. That officer accused him of harboring a robbery suspect and demanded that he let her inside. When he refused, the officer yanked him onto the porch by his throat and began punching him.
Lord.
Another officer met us and told the boy to stand. He replied that he couldn't. So that officer slammed him against the house and cuffed him. When the boy again said he couldn't walk, the officer grabbed him by his ankles and dragged him to the car. It turned out the boy had been on crutches when he answered the door and really couldn't walk.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I believed it already.
Back at the department, I complained to my sergeant. I wanted to report the misconduct, but my manager... What happened?
Didn't want him to do it for some reason.
The manager squashed the whole thing and told me to get back to work. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. We'll talk more about his experience as a cop. He says cops can be very racist and also violent. More coming up. Are you shocked? It's Free Talk Live.
Kit, if something in this facility breaks, spends, or bursts, Granger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Granger.com, new rotary encoder ordered on Granger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Granger branch. What more could you want in life? Granger has over 1 million products for all our facility's needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA?
stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.